Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Baba Basra, Daf Nun Ches, Baba Basra 58. And today's Daf Yomi tells us a story about a holy sage named Rabbi Bina'a. Rabbi Bina'a, Havi Kometzayin Maras, Rabbi Bina'a used to spend his time marking out where was a grave. And the reason why we need to know where a grave is because somebody is not allowed to walk over a grave, certainly not a Kohen, is not allowed to become Tameh, and another person wants to be very careful not to walk over a grave so that they don't become ritually impure Tameh by walking over a grave, which is problematic from the perspective of Tumah. And so therefore, what would he do? He would mark out where the grave was exactly so that nobody would walk over it. However, Kimata Lema'arta de Avram, when he reached the Ma'aris HaMachpelah, and there the grave of Avram was, Ashkecha le'Eliezer Eved Avram de'Kai Kamei Baba. He found that Eliezer, who we know was the servant of Avraham, was standing at the entrance to the grave. And Amale, so Rav Bina'a, said to Eliezer, Mai ka'Avid Avram, what's Avram doing? Can I go in and see the grave? Why are you blocking me from going in? So Amale, so Eliezer, the servant of Avram, said to Rav Bina'a, Ganei bechnafa desara v'kama ainale bereshe. Avram is lying down in the arms of Sarah, and she is looking at his head. So Amar Lei, Rabbi Na'a said to Eliezer, Zil Emalei Bana Kaya Bava, go tell Avram that I am standing here, that I want to come in. Meida Yedia Dietzer Bahai Amaleka. So Avram said to Eliezer, yes, you can let Rabbi Na'a in, because we know that in this world there is no Yetzer, there's no physical desire in the world to come, and therefore we don't have to be concerned that a husband and wife are acting in an intimate fashion, which would prevent somebody from walking in on them. And so therefore Rav Bina goes in, Ayel V'ayin V'nafak. He went in and he measured the grave, and the story goes on, but we're not going to be able to finish the entire story, but I wanted to point out especially two points that are especially beautiful about this story. First of all, the idea is, why was Avram lying in Sarah's arms, and why was she peering at Avram's head? So one explanation for this is the explanation of the Anaf Yosef, who explains that was literally how they were buried. And the reason that they were buried like this, says the Anaf Yosef, is because we know from the Gemara in Tainis 23b, that a wife, sometimes her charity is greater than the charity of her husband, because especially in those days, it was common that the wife was the one who prepared the food, and so she gave the poor person the charity directly prepared, so the poor person didn't have to do anything, and so therefore her spiritual reward from that charity was so great, and so therefore Avram was lying in her hands in order to receive the benefits of her spiritual reward, which came from her hands, whereas Sarah was looking at Avram's head, because the head represented Avram's intellectual greatness, his comprehension of the divine, where we know that Avram was a master of it. And so therefore she wanted to receive the spiritual reward of Avram's greatness, which came from his intellect. And that is one approach to it. The Maharal takes a different approach, and the Maharal says it's to show the eternal love of Avram and Sarah. And that was my initial reaction to this story. Here we see that this couple, this loving relationship between Avram and Sarah, transcended Olam Hazeh, transcended this world. And even in the Olam Haba, in the world to come, we see the embrace of this couple. And so therefore, we see that when there is a love between a husband and wife, which is so great, which is blessed with many years of a marriage in which their love is so great, that love, according to this Talmud, on some spiritual level is able to transcend this world, and they are even embracing each other in the world to come. That is one idea that I thought was worthy of sharing on the basis of this Agadata from the Talmud. Another question that's a very basic question is, why is Eliezer standing at the doorway to the grave? What was the purpose of him standing there? So the Rashbam says something very interesting, which is not necessarily intuitive. Rashbam says that Adam Gadol V'Chashev Haya, that Rav Bina'a was a very distinguished man, and therefore that's the reason Why Eliezer allowed Rav Bana to enter into the grave. But if it would be anybody else, they would not have been able to enter into the grave, because we say, Gedolim tzadikim b'misasan yoser mibachayein, that the righteous are even greater after their death than in their lifetime. And so therefore, you would have to be on a tremendously high spiritual level in order to be able to go into the grave. And in fact, the Maharsham says, on this basis, that if he proves from this that the custom to visit the graves of the righteous people, which is a common practice amongst people, is only appropriate if there's a person who is themselves of a very high spiritual nature, and it's not permissible for every single person to go to the grave. And some explain this. The Bach seems to suggest that the reason why it's appropriate only if you're on a very high spiritual level is because why are we going to this grave? We're not, God forbid, going to pray to the righteous people. That would be inappropriate. We're going to be to pray only because it is a place of holiness. But if we think we're going to pray to the righteous, that's actually a sinful action. And so therefore, it's only appropriate for somebody who really understands the reason behind why we're going to the grave, because it's a holy place and therefore we want to be there. It's only appropriate for such a person to attend the grave of a righteous person.